In his exploration of the relationships between different generations of poets, literary critic Harold Bloom uses the phrase the anxiety of influence to suggest how artists rebel against their forebears. Watching The Light Between Oceans, Derek Cian France's latest film, it struck me that a different emotion might characterize his relationship to his mentor, experimental filmmaker Stan Brakhage, love. Common to the academic left, Brakhage took a simplistic, rigid stance towards Hollywood filmmaking. In his books about film, Brakhage argued that commercial filmmaking had poisoned our vision. He believed that experimental imagery, particularly multiple layers of images of babies opening their eyes for the first time and dead bodies with their eyes closed in the morgue, could allegorize a new, uncorrupted vision. Adapted from the 2012 Australian historical novel by M.L. Stedman, The Light Between Oceans concerns Tom, Michael Fassbender, a shell-shocked survivor of World War I who takes a job as a lonely lighthouse keeper at the confluence of the Pacific and Indian Oceans. After suffering two miscarriages, his young wife Isabel, Alicia Vikander, convinces him to keep and raise a baby they have found in a small rowboat lost at sea as their own child. When Tom comes to realize that a local woman, Hannah, Rachel Weitz, is the baby's biological mother, he's faced with an ethical crisis, caught between doing what is right for the baby's mother or for his beloved and traumatized wife. The cycles of birth and death in Light Between the Oceans allow Cian France to convert the melodrama of the novel's plotting into better visual material. Indeed, this is the stuff of Brakhage films, not only an experimental filmmaker, but the most skilled home movie maker in the history of cinema. In both Window, Water, Baby Moving from 1959 and Thigh, Line, Liar, Triangular from 1961, Brakhage films the birth of his children as a romantic poet might, editing quick shots of water, body parts, and light through windows to give us an experience of the beautiful chaos of such dizzying moments, expressed through tactile images. In both miscarriage scenes in The Light Between Oceans, Cian France does not replicate Brakhage's experimental films. He merely lets them hover as film historical ghosts. Cian France begins The Light Between Oceans attending to the abstract art of the natural landscape. In exquisite nature photography, he turns the Pacific seaside into abstract cinema, tracking the ripples in the surface of the water, where the moving patterns override the fact that we can't quite tell whether we're looking at water or sand. Late in the film, Hannah's reunited with her daughter Grace. Hannah demonstrates how to make a daisy chain. A flare in the upper right-hand corner of the image recalls the flares that Brakhage so exquisitely captured as the camera moved past the window behind his wife Jane in childbirth. Cian France's Hollywood film sublimely converges with Brakhage's experimental home movies. But Cian France has withheld his most touching homage to his mentor for the film's last moments. Many years later, an elderly Tom sits looking out at the sunset over the ocean. As the end credits roll atop the beautiful images of the seascape, another layer of superimposition emerges out of the clouds in the sky in the background. This is not the mythological quest of an isolated man overcoming nature. Instead, Cian France uses his multiple images to poetically celebrate the love of Tom and Isabel, a triumph over the brutalities of life and time. Because of the stylistic practices of the superimpositions, this is a concluding image that deifies not only the love of the two characters for each other, but also of a film student's debt to his masterful teacher. There's precious little anxiety in this influence. These images express an exquisite form of love rarely seen in the cinema, a tenderness toward the one who shared the secrets of how to make the world a more beautiful and caring place.